Gold Central Victoria. Well, we've done of that from time to time, haven't we? Paul Kelly and Colour Girls and Dumb Things on the home stretch. Thanks to Solar One Electrical and Bendigo Outdoor Power Equipment. And being a Thursday night, let's talk some fishing with Jeff Kramer. Good evening, Jeff.
Evening, Daniel.
How are you?
Lovely day.
Oh, it's been nice,
and
hasn't
a nice, nice weekend coming up to go fishing.
All right, let's get into a few topics, one of which, of course, we talk about this every week and we think, oh, you know, has one been caught this week? Has somebody missed out the Golden Tag fishing competition? One's been caught.
Yeah, look, they're getting closer to home too. There was a Golden Tag fish number 109 recently caught up on the Goulburn River at Murchison, and that was a lovely 75-centimetre Murray cod. So along with the fish, this chap got $2,000, so he's very happy. And
you often wonder if one of these fish get caught, whether the partners get a little bit of the money. No, I've got no idea what you're talking about. No.
It's like a fellow I know, he tells his wife, all the lures he buys, he gets them for $2 each. We all know they're $3 each.
Ah, right, yes, yeah. Oh, but that's good. At least they're getting caught.
Plenty left. Yeah. And I reckon about 950 of them left. So they're there to catch.
Still a bit of time left, I'm sure, if there's 950 of them. Jeff, something very serious we were talking about off air a few moments ago. This is to do with a virus.
Yeah, look, abalone, which is a shellfish that a lot of people like to eat, and there's a big commercial industry involved here. There's a virus that was around, I don't know, probably 10, 15 years ago, and it nearly wiped out all the abalone farms on the south coast of Victoria. It's called the abalone viral ganglioneuritis. So we just call it the abalone virus. But
I want you to redo that again. That was great.
Yeah.
But yeah, keep
but
going.
Look, they've detected a number of dead abalone down in the Portland area with the virus. So they've set up a control area, and that means that some of the normal things you do in boats, etc., are banned in that area.
Yep.
You can still pass through it, but you can't anchor up and things like that. And as best I know, you're not supposed to be diving in the area and taking abalone in case you translocate the virus on your diving gear and things like that. So if people want to go down to the southwest corner, and this could go all the way through to Nelson, you need to make sure you know the rigs and do the right thing, because this could be massive if it gets out of control again, which we don't want. So check out your rigs. I think all of the estuaries down there are okay, but as I said, people still need to check that sort of stuff out and make sure they do the right thing.
Yep.
It'll be on the Victorian Fisheries Authority website.
Dot the I's and cross the T's, as they say, make sure you're doing the right thing. Fish stockings, Jeff, what's the latest there?
Yeah, look, the plan is for the Fisheries Authority to stock over 9 million native fish in this next 12 months. And as a result, a lot of the stocking rates are being reviewed. I know that's a big number of fish, and that'll be a record for the state. If you include the trout, it's going to be 10 million. But I got a call from an old mate who's got a mate who lives up on the Loddon River, or what we call the Lower Loddon, between Serpentine and Kerrang, down the bottom end before it hits the Murray.
Yep.
And he wanted to know why they don't get too many fish down there. Excuse me, I've got a bit of a crooked throat.
No, that's
I'll get
right.
through.
No, that's cool.
But anyway, so I went in and checked out the figures, and yeah, he's dead right. There's a lot of fish put in the Loddon below Lanakuri right through to Serpentine.
Yep.
You know, about 160,000 natives each year made up of cod and golden perch, but once you get below the Loddon Weir near Serpentine, there's only about 7,000 in total.
Yep.
So in checking the environmental flows, and these are the sort of discussions we have to have with fisheries to be able to justify stocking, the flows look good with releases from Cancurran and Waranga Channel to keep a good base environmental flow. and the habitat looks pretty good down there. So there doesn't appear to be any reason why we can't put larger numbers of cod and golden perch. So having done all the due diligence, I'm pretty happy now that we've got a good case to go to fisheries with and say, look, how about we increase this number?
Yep.
And if that can bring extra anglers into the lower Loddon area through to Kerrang, that'd be great.
Yeah.
So let's keep our fingers crossed on that one.
That's what I was about to say. Keep your fingers crossed and your toes as well on that one. And Jeff, I know the voice here is going. You've got about 60 seconds. Where are we going to catch a fish, mate?
Look, Lake Wendaree is still good. Tullaroop, Shane got a nice one there yesterday. Tullaroop and Moorabool Reservoir still probably the better ones around here. Still some very good fish in Kankurran and a few tag fish there too, mind you. Well worth a look. Pikes Creek down near towards Melton from Ballarat. Redfin in about 30 foot of water. You do need a boat there though.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of bank access. Loddon River, Lanakuri through to Bridgewater for some nice cod on bait and lures. Golden perch and smaller redfin on at Lake Epilock and Lake Parambit, some nice trout up to about 8 pound, as well as hundreds of redfin if you want to catch them. Not a lot of huge ones, but a lot of smaller school size redfin on bait and lures. So a lot of places to fish there at the moment.
And it looks like it's going to be a wonderful weekend weather-wise. Hey, Jeff, rest up that voice and we'll talk very soon.
Good on you, Daniel. Thanks, mate.